We've had a lot to say about faith. Why? Because Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? So apparently, faith is an extremely important commodity. Today, most Christians claim to have faith. Jesus said it will be a rare commodity when he comes a second time. That's why we've spent so much time talking about faith. And faith in obedience, faith in works. And how do those things balance out? We have learned that faith is obeying God when it doesn't make sense to us. In other words, we actually trust God to the point of obeying him, even if that obedience doesn't make sense to us. It's not logical. We've talked about the fact that most people who claim to have faith obey God where it makes sense to them. And that's, of course, not faith. By the way, at the time of the flood, how many believers were lost in the flood? Now I can almost hear someone say, no believers. All the ones lost in the flood were unbelievers. That's not true. By the time they drowned in the flood, they were all believers. Why? Because the rain came down and the floods came up. They were hammering on the side of the ark saying, let us in. We believe. You see, everyone who died in the flood was a believer, and everyone inside was a believer. The difference between them was the believers on the inside had done what God said, and that is get in the ark. Obedience, is God always makes salvation simple, but it always requires some form of obedience. And so, that's why the book of Revelation says that the devil is angry in the last days. Chapter 12, verse 17, he's angry with those who keep the commandments. After it talks about the final exam, Revelation 13, in Revelation 14, it says, here's the patience of the saints. Here are the survivors. They keep the commandments and have the faith of Jesus. And so we've been looking at a balance between faith or belief, and obedience. There's such an emphasis today on only believe. What did Jesus have to say? Matthew, the 7th chapter, starting with verse 20, Jesus said, so then you will know them by their fruits. Now, we know what the fruits of the Spirit are. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, and so on. But here he's talking about other kinds of fruit. You will know them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord. You see, today there's been a transformation of church services so it involves more worship. That's actually a good thing. But many people feel that they are right with God because of their praise, because of their worship, because of their singing 7-11 songs, that is, songs with seven words repeated 11 times. The Bible says that God is not impressed by repetition as the Gentiles do. Personally, I like country gospel music, but I do like a lot of the praise choruses too, and I do a healthy mix of them, but not sung 11 times till people fall in a trance. How did I get onto this? Okay, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. In other words, it's not just enough to express worship, but it includes obedience. Worship, yes, expression of worship is good. It actually changes us, but it should change us to do the will of our Father in heaven. Verse 22, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? In your name cast out demons? In your name perform many miracles? I mean, we're real Christians. We do miracles. We preach. We pray. We do all the right things. Jesus will say to them, I never knew you. Can you imagine Jesus saying, I never knew you? And you saying, wait a minute. I've been totally committed to you. I've done all these things. Jesus said, I never knew you. Why? Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Now, that doesn't mean going over the speed limit. Lawlessness, he's talking about his law. His law, and Jesus said the two greatest laws, love the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. On these hang all the law and the commandments. And so you can divide the Ten Commandments into two. Love God, here's how you do it. Love people, here's how you do that. And the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto yourself. And so Jesus says, I don't know you, you practice lawlessness. Apparently there are people today who claim to be Christians, who are good at worshiping, who are even doing miracles. And by the way, if Jesus doesn't know them and is not providing the power for the miracles, who is? Well, I'll leave you with that question. So it's so important that we be genuine believers in the last day. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.